Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some more football here on this Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about 45 minutes or so. Do our picks here in a couple of minutes. Booze on the line, which is always fun around the holidays because you certainly need it at this time. Then Mike Harmon will talk real and fantasy football with him. But Mark Andrews, heard a little bit of him during Nolan's update there. Talking about Lamar Jackson against the blitz, just under pressure in general, and how good number 8 is when under stress.
He's gotten better each and every year at seeing the game, and yeah, he sees the full picture of everything of what's going on, and I'm able to get the ball out to the open guy, you know, time after time, you know, blitz after blitz, and yeah, you know, I think he's continued to get better and better, and you know, and it's tough to blitz a guy like that because of how good he is with his obviously his arm, but his feet too.
The thing about Lamar is, Bob, his numbers against the blitz are outstanding. Now, he's going to be tested in this game. And this is going to be a big test for him. And that's why I think it's a big week for Lamar film study and, you know, seeing the blitzes. And the scout team's got to do a great job this week prepping, you know, Lamar for all the different looks and how they're going to handle it. And also, the O-line got to put in extra time watching film, studying it, and doing all those things, and being ready for the stunts and twists. And I'm sure they're putting in extra time, Bob, you know, like with the O-line and the running backs on pass protection. If that pass protection is tight, they're going to do extremely well.
And you heard him say Mark Andrews beat him with the arm.
Yep.
I mean, early in Lamar's career, he might be prone to get out and run for cover and, you know, make plays with his legs. But now he kind of sits there, you know, extends plays and then finds a way to beat you throwing the football. And looking at, you know, some of the weapons that he has, you know, he's got plenty of options to do that.
Yeah, they got weapons all over the place, you know. So, I mean, Bob, they have the ability. He's got the ability. Lamar, at, you know, he's got the ability where if he wants to throw short, he's got people that can catch it short. He's got people that can catch it deep. He's got people that can run after the catch. So he's got everything in his repertoire that he needs.
Now you have Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Charlie Kohler has become a guy. I mean, he kind of crawls along that line of scrimmage, and nobody seems to pick him up, and then he catches himself a little touchdown pass in the end zone. But here's Mark Andrews talking about the competitiveness between the tight ends, and in particular him and Isaiah Likely.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I think the best thing about it is, you know, it's competitive, but I think we all support each other and want each other to do everything to the best of our abilities and raise our game to the next level. And I don't think you see that very often of, you know, guys kind of lifting the roof and raising each other up. And we got such a great group with all those guys, including Pat and obviously George Godsey leading the helm.
Yeah, I think I like the group. You know, and Kolar's the one that's kind of really stepped it up. We saw a little bit. We get glimpses now of Likely, not a steady diet, which I would prefer a steady diet, because we see when he catches it, they don't tackle him right away. I mean, that's the thing that you love about Likely. That's why I would rather have Likely catching it than Andrews, because he's going to make more after the catch. And, you know, I think right now it's a good group. Are any of them great blockers? Nope. And that's part of the problem too, Bob, in the run game.
And not only are they competing for targets and success every Sunday, there's money on the line here because they're all free agents.
Yep.
This tight end room, Vinny's not going to be the same 6 months from now.
Yeah. You know, before Kolar started catching it and, you know, showing his so-called blocking ability, you know, he's going to have some interest, you know, and Andrews will probably be, there's either going to be one or two of them will be gone.
NFL lunch video at Haiti 105.7 The Fan. Offense put up 28 against the Miami Dolphins. Lamar won Offensive Player of the Week because of that performance. Andrews, what was clicking last week and how do you keep it rolling?
Physicality, you know, executing, you know, all, you know, 11 guys doing their 111, as Isaiah was saying after the game. And that's what it's really all about. We have so many great players, great coaches, and it's all about executing. And, you know, this week's no different. It's going to be a tough game, great matchup. They're a good team.
It'll be a good matchup. And, I mean, I keep harping on it. You know, those guys, Andrews and Likely and all the receivers, they can talk all day. If the O-line ain't blocking nobody, then it doesn't matter. Then we're going to be back to like when Cooper Rush, you know, couldn't get the ball out, or Lamar was getting sacked 5 times a game. No. If Lamar has time to throw it, they can be dynamic in the passing game.
Now, Mark Andrews is chasing honors here, and we were talking, Nolan and I talking during a break, because I thought it was actually Todd Heap, the all-time yardage receiving guy. It's actually Derek Mason, who thrived when old Jolton Joe Flacco first came into the league. But here's Mark Andrews, and Nolan will give you the number here in a second, possibly this Sunday at Minnesota, setting the all-time record for receiving yards in a Ravens uniform.
I just feel incredibly blessed, you know, one to, you know, be a part of such an amazing organization, you know, throughout these last 8 years, and the incredible players that I've been able to, you know, take part with and play with and grow with. And, you know, extremely humbling to just to be around here and to be, you know, obviously playing with Lamar all these years and how many plays we've made, but just continuing to get better. And I'm very thankful and I thank God at the end of the day.
Bob, he or Likely have a chance, you know, because what does Minnesota play a lot? Cover two. A lot. And who does that benefit? The tight ends in the middle of the field. So the tight ends have a chance to have big game. I'm anxious to see, you know, what the hot reads are and like which guys are going to be hot. Is that the tight? Because this could be a big tight end game.
All right, Nolan, real quick, what's the number that Mark Andrews is chasing and how close is he to becoming the dude with most of the damage? Because Flacco was the starting quarterback for the first half of Andrews' rookie year, but it's been him and Lamar ever since.
Well, I don't want to jinx anything, but he better break it on Sunday, because all he needs is 17 yards to tie, 18 to break it. It should happen. Derek Mason did that from 05 to 2010, 6-season span. Andrews currently in his 8th year with the Ravens.
So we got a little, let's see, 05, got bowler action, McNair, and then fighting Flacco. Yeah, if Andrews doesn't get 17 yards, we got a problem.
Right.
Yes, either he got hurt or they're having a hard time throwing the football.
And Mason did part of that, or a good chunk of that, with one arm. what was that, in 08?
08. Yeah. That game against Dallas, the last game at Texas Stadium, one of the great regular season games in Ravens history. We'll come back. We'll do our picks. Booze on the line. Beer for me and Nolan. Vinny's got the vino coming. And Nolan, boy, what a dramatic turnaround in just 1 week. We'll see if he can keep it rolling. Then we'll talk real at fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. Lamar Jackson, he's always a fantasy play, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Vinny and Haney's football pick'em starts now. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny's off tomorrow, so we're doing picks today. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. College and pro, got a lot of games to get into, so Nolan, let's get it rolling.
All right, we'll start here in college football. Georgia versus Mississippi State. Bulldogs favored by 9.5 here on the road.
Well, hold on real quick. What are the standings?
Oh, I'm so well,
buried. I buried the lead on that.
I didn't want to toot my own horn, yeah. But if you'll allow me to.
Oh, please
massive
do.
Monster week last week. That's I don't right. think I've ever done better in my entire life. Only three incorrect games. We got all three of those wrong as a collective. Okay. So anyway, new standings. I'm out in front. Vinny is 2 picks behind. Bob now 19 picks behind.
Whoa, a second half comeback.
But if you just do what I did last week, you know. It'll only be 9 back.
Go 19-0.
Or it'll only be 10 back.
See how it goes.
All right, Georgia, Mississippi State. Heavy favorites are the Bulldogs. I'm rolling with them. Give me Georgia.
Yeah, the only thing, that's a tough place to play with all those cowbells and stuff there. But I'm going to stick with it. I'll take Georgia.
Yeah, let's go Georgia here for sure, man.
BYU versus Texas Tech. Texas Tech. tongue twister. 10.5-point favorites at home. The BYU's been pretty damn good this
year.
Two
top 10 teams.
Right. Yeah. Eighth and ninth ranked. You know, I mean, right now both are in the playoffs. Because it's in Tech, if it was in BYU, I'd pick BYU. But I'm going to take Texas Tech at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm taking BYU. Yeah. Spread's 10.5. Let's go Cougars.
All right, Maryland and Rutgers here. Scarlet Knights favored by 1.5. They're the home team here. It's got to be Maryland. I'm sorry. You know, the losing streak, all this stuff, throw it out the window. If you can't beat Rutgers, what are we doing here?
I'm taking Maryland, too. I think Maryland's defense is going to play.
Let's say it better be Maryland, because if they can't beat Rutgers, I don't see how they get 6 wins.
Yeah.
True.
And bowl eligibility.
All those must games.
Now you're like, okay, yeah, I'm taking Maryland. But now you're hoping you're 5-7 then, best case scenario, if you beat Michigan State at the end of the season. And then you're hoping teams opt out of their bowl games. Terps, let's go. Let's go.
Texas A&M versus Missouri. A&M favored by 6.5 on the road. Give me another favorite here, A&M.
All right, I'm going Missouri. Now, Missouri, they should have beat Vandy. You know, they
gave Alabama
good.
Fits.
Yeah, they're good at. I think A&M is going to get taken down this time.
A&M, what, 3 in the country right now?
Yeah.
Missouri's
what, in the teens, I think?
I'm going Aggies, man. What do you think, Nolan?
I went A&M, yeah.
Okay.
Oregon versus Iowa. We'll close things out in the college here. 6.5 in favor of the Ducks. The Ducks, people kind of overlooking them a little bit right now. It's crowded Big Ten, crowded CFP top 25, but Oregon, don't sleep on them.
Not so fast, my friend. Now, Indiana, who's beaten everybody by 50, they beat Iowa 20-14 at Iowa. Iowa's a tough place to play. They got a good defense. They're scoring more points. I'm going with the Hawkeyes.
Ooh. I'm going to take the Ducks. Let's go Oregon, insert uniform combination, whatever the hell that's going
to
be.
Over to the NFL, we start with Thursday Night Football, AFC West Showdown, Denver hosting Vegas. Denver's rattled off 6 wins in a row. They have not lost at home this year. No reason to pick against them, right?
Denver.
Yep.
Denver, even though J.K. Dobbins' production's kind of dipped here the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Bowers is back, too, for the Raiders.
He's listening. Just watch him go off tonight.
Yes.
Over in Germany, kicking things off on Sunday, right? Atlanta and Indy, Colts favored by 6.5, and I think they get back on the right foot after that loss to the Steelers.
Yeah, Atlanta's got the number one pass defense in the league, but Indy's got the best runner in the league. I'm going to take Indy.
I'll take the Colts. That Sauce Gardner trade's got them all juiced up. Let's go Indianapolis. But, hey, Drake London's going to be, hey, welcome to Indy. You got Drake London. Handle it.
Giants at the Bears. Bears favored by 4.5. They're on a roll right now. Give me Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears at home.
Yeah, the Gents, I just think they'll compete, make it interesting, but they'll lose.
Bills and Dolphins, don't even think about it.
Puffy pants.
Yep.
Buffalo.
9.5 is the spread for Bills. Those curious. Browns and Jets. Boy, jeez, this thing stinks. Maybe if the Jets didn't just have this mass sell-off, I might give them a shot here at home. But I think that team's just completely dejected by losing those all-pros. I'll go Cleveland.
Yep, I'm going to take Cleveland, too, because I think that locker room is like, hey, they're trading everybody. Screw you.
Yeah, let's go Brownies.
Patriots and Bucks. This is going to be a good one. Yes. Tampa Bay favored by 2.5 at home. I think they get it done here. Pats can't. I mean, they can't win out. I mean, they're going to lose at some point.
I'm going to take Tampa. You know, I Baker, these type of game, Baker wins on the last drive.
Yeah, Bucky Irvin doesn't look like he's going to play again. So Rashad White tasked to handle his business. But yeah, let's go Bucks.
Saints at the Panthers. Division showdown here. Carolina favored by 5.5 and a little momentum for the Panthers as of late. Big win over the Packers last week. I don't think they have a hangover here. They take care of business.
I think they've, what are they, 3-1 or 4-1 at home? I take Carolina at home.
Yeah, they're 5-4. They're in a playoff hunt.
Yeah.
New Orleans is not.
Now, this next one might be the hardest one to pick, even though it
no
is not
Stroud.
Not the most exciting game. But Jacksonville and Houston. Now, again, no C.J. Stroud, but the spread, Only 1.5 in favor of the road team Jags here. Both of these teams are frauds, but because of the quarterback factor, I will lean Jacksonville.
All right. I'm going to take Houston. Their defense, I think, will get Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is a fraud.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. He's got great hair, and that's all very touching, but Houston's defense, one of the best in the NFL. But Brian Thomas Jr. got involved more last week, so I'll take Jacksonville just because.
All right, Cardinals traveling to take on the Seahawks. Jacoby Brissett for the Cards yet again this week, but 6.5 in favor of Seattle. I got to go home team here. Give me the Hawks.
Yeah, Arizona plays everybody tough, you know, and I think the team will be fired up because Jacoby's the quarterback. Marvin Harrison Jr. probably the most. But I'll still take Seattle.
Yeah, let's go Seahawks and that two-headed monster at running back. And Smith and Jigba has been brilliant this season.
Rams traveling to take on the Niners. Rams favored by 4.5. Coaching rivalry here, McVay and Shanahan. I'm going to go with the upset. San Francisco pulls it off.
They always split. San Fran won in L.A. I'm going to take the Rams.
Go L.A. I mean, Vinny had them on top of his dirty dozen. Stafford's having a great, great season. Let's go Rams.
Lions traveling to take on your D.C. Commanders here. 8.5 in favor of Detroit. Look, this is twofold. Detroit's got to get back on track. They get their bounce back in Washington, ready to crumble here as it looks. So, Lions.
I'm right there with you.
Yep, they're going to be pissed. Like you said, Washington's beat up. Lions bounce back big.
And a good Sunday night game. Steelers traveling to take on the Chargers. L.A. favored by 3.5 at home. I went back and forth here, but maybe Pittsburgh a little too high after the win over the Colts and what it took to get that done, 6 turnovers. Well, that's not going to happen again. Give me the Chargers.
The only thing I would say on behalf of Pittsburgh is if the defense shows up, the Chargers' O-line is awful. You know, I mean, that's – and I don't know – you know, I've seen it one time or maybe two times this year, Pittsburgh's D show up. So I'm going to take the Chargers. If it was in Pittsburgh, I'd take Pittsburgh, but I'll take the Chargers on the road. They're at home.
Chargers have won 3 in a row. Yes, their offensive line's banged up, but they've got weaponry. This Gadsden's really becoming a weapon for old Herbert there, so let's go the Bolts on national TV.
And then we'll do the Ravens here. I mean, all three of us, I guess, will give it. I mean, Bob and I can revise.
Yes.
If we need to.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not revising.
You're locking in here.
I'll lock in.
I'll give mine first. Right now, I'm going to say Ravens win 27-20. I think Minnesota offense might get something rolling there. I just don't know what to expect from J.J. McCarthy. And Ravens defense has been good as of late, but tough weapons there to deal with. They will get the job done, though.
Yeah, I like the Ravens here. I think Lamar's going to be ready for the blitz, and so I'm still nervous about that offensive line. I think Draymond Jones is really going to help the defense, and I think they'll get after JJ. I got the Ravens 31-17.
I'm going to go Ravens 31-26. I think this game's going to be lighting up the scoreboard. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be fun. But at the end of the day, the Ravens are the better team, and they'll find a way to win on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. The sack factor. I think the Ravens' lack of sacks will take advantage of their porous offensive line. So the Ravens' weakness will overcome, will be better than their weakness, if that makes sense. They've given up 33 sacks. I think the Ravens will finally look like a team that can get to the quarterback. How's that sound? 31-26. Let's go, Ravens. We'll come back. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Talk real and fantasy football with him. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. And then it's Monday, Thursday Night Football. Charger.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams.
at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And the Raiders. 1057, Bob Hady, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. NFL Week 10 starts tonight. Let's get into that and more. Joins us every Thursday for Fox Sports Radio. SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. Window Nation guest hotline brings us Mike Harmon. Mike, how are you feeling today?
I'm tired as hell, guys. It's the middle of the NFL season. It ravages the body, but I'm still a powerful and attractive man. So let's get after it.
That's right, man. You're Brad Pitt. And then some. Now, you mentioned the midway point of the season. Who is, not from a fantasy perspective, it could go hand in hand, but from a real football perspective, who is your league MVP through the first 9 weeks heading into week 10 of the season?
Well, I mean, before a dud last week, I would have been hard-pressed to not say Daniel Jones. I know Jonathan Taylor's had a massive impact statistically and running up and down the field like a lunatic, but Daniel Jones on first down has been setting the table with his myriad receivers. So you got a little bit of push and pull kind of thing going on. And it's also a nice surprise to add him to the mix, no question about it. So I think I would still have Jones even after that clunker, given their current status in the AFC. But it does make for some interesting bedfellows there, some of the usual suspects, and Daniel Jones.
Now, team-wise, based on expectations going into the season, who has been your most disappointing team for whatever reason through the first 9 weeks?
Well, I think as we look at the overall run of affairs, I mean, the Packers are just okay, right? I mean, we expected more of them, so I would say they probably stand out. From the surprise, I mean, Indianapolis, I thought they would win the division. So I'm actually feeling pretty good there. I didn't think they'd be 7-2, but I thought they'd win the division. The other disappointment, I think Arizona, based on the drafting of a ton of defensive players. Now, James Conner gets hurt. Trey Benson gets hurt. Kyler Murray, I have no idea what's going on there. If Baltimore got fined $100,000, what the hell is this worth? Because they just did the same exact thing in terms of injury report obfuscation. Kyler Murray was supposed to start. I'm doing fantasy hits talking about him. It's like, oh, wait, no. Now he may actually be shut down. It's like, what the hell? But 3-5, they got a big win this last week, but it is Dallas. So at 3-5, I'd expected better, even though that's a crowded division.
Hey, Mike, question. Pat Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
You think he gets – I mean, he's been a hell of a coach for your school. You know, he was a hell of a coach for your school. Does somebody hire him?
I have to believe he gets another shot, right? I mean, he was exonerated. Northwestern had to issue a massive mea culpa and, hey, you know, we're sorry. The guy that led the charge based on those reports from the student newspaper. Pause. He resigned 2 weeks after the settlement was reached. So, you know, all in, does anybody believe that, you know, it's 100% nothing was going on? No, I mean, they readily admit stuff was going on. Now it's just a question of who knew what, when, and how, and he was exonerated of all of that. So in the college landscape where we've got tenured coaches dropping like flies for lack of performance, he's a guy that I got to imagine gets a shot, whether it's in conference looking over at Penn State or becomes a guy maybe there at Iowa if Kirk steps away. But certainly I would expect him back on the sideline. Still a very young man. I think he's only 50. He was a year or two behind me, so that makes sense. And should be ready to go. I mean, proven track record as a guy that can rally players 17 years there at Northwestern. It's weird. It'll be weird seeing him in another school's colors, no question about it. But at this point, you know, second chances, right? That's what we're supposed to be, a society of that. So another bite at the apple should be forthcoming.
All right, speaking of that, Mike, second chances, week 10 is this Sunday. Who becomes free after Sunday? And who needs the kickers? The Rams, desperately. I saw the Giants. They just signed, what's his name, from Atlanta, Koo, you know, to kick because Gano's out again.
Oh.
Atlanta, you know, Sangin's they're looking
for
a
Tucker's
kicker.
Eligible to get
Justin
back.
Justin Tucker is eligible. Does he get back next week?
If he can kick, I can't imagine there's not a job waiting for him, right? I mean, you know, say all the right things and go through whatever processes you need to. But, you know, once your suspension's done, I mean, how many times have we seen this across all our professional sports leagues and, hell, the colleges to that matter? Once you've, you know, done your sentence, if you still have talent, generally you find your way back into a place of prominence. And we've watched so many kickers struggle. I mean, look at some of these guys. They're scraping back. The guys that haven't kicked in a couple of years from college are suddenly being called for tryouts. So, yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, certainly for the Rams and for a few other teams, the kicker is a problem. But their general setups for blocking and executing a point after touchdown are far more problematic than anything that the kickers are doing. So unless they can totally revamp that, why don't we just go for it and eliminate kickers altogether?
Young Hay's back in the league. I didn't know that.
He's kicking for the Giants.
Young Hay. Yeah. All right, he's Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. SwollenDome.com.
Wow.
All right, tonight, give us a couple of winners, and let's look at the weekend, the starts and sits. Week 10. It's insane just saying that.
Well, yeah, no, exactly. It goes fast, which is why the bags under my eyes are very large right now. Bo Nix gets into our mix, no question about it. You got Dobbins. We do like R.J. Harvey. Been finding the end zone, a little goal line vulture, so he gets in as an RB2 or flex play for you, no question about it. For Vegas, you're playing Bowers, you're playing Genty as a number two. If you want to get frisky, you can find yourself maybe a little Tyler Lockett as he gets reunited with Geno. again, this is where we're starting to get a little bit crazy if we're going down that road. So be sure that you don't have a better option hanging out. Or if you just like the ISO game and you want to have some action in it, I understand that sentiment. And then obviously the Denver defense. And, we'd be remiss if we didn't say kickers. That's it. We've talked more about kickers in the last 4 minutes than I think we have in the 20 years that we've been talking together.
Mike Harmon, this weekend, week 10, give us a couple winners, player-wise.
All right, a couple winners out of the jump. Jackson Dart against Chicago, go the other side with Caleb Williams. I think that you get some points in that one. I've already extolled the virtues of Daniel Jones. Atlanta, we thought they were going to be better than they are. Hey, and this game's on in Germany, so you'll be up early eating breakfast and drinking your morning coffee while watching that. So get after it a little bit. How about Mariota as a little bit of a ninja against Detroit? If nothing else, maybe he'll run for his life from Aiden Hutchinson and give you 30 or 40 rushing yards along the way. Sam Darnold against Arizona. Arizona, top 12 scoring defense. But I do like the addition of Rashid Shaheed to go alongside JSN. I think you've got a little bit of action to go there. As we look at the running back position, usual suspects top the list with Taylor and McCaffrey and Tinker and Tyler too. Rico Dowdle going up against New Orleans because he's one of our great stories of the year. Little ninja pick. Jaylen Warren barely falls forward, but if they're in the red zone, he'll get an opportunity and he'll still catch a couple passes. Why didn't you go give up two number threes to get Breece Hall? Why? No, Manungai, he's banged up, but going up against the Giants makes sense for another big spot. And then we got Judkins going up against the Jets. You know what? They don't have any run stuffers anymore. So you can go in and get a little bit of an opportunity there. Finally, the wide receiver position, Adunze, yeah, his dad was a dope. They did a supercut, did the team of all of his blocking and cheering for his teammates. He gets rewarded in a big way this week against the Giants. Abuka back in action against the New England Patriots. We'll get him in. Go back to that Indianapolis game. We love Pittman. How about a little bit of Josh Downs as well? And if you want to get cheeky, Wandale Robinson. How often do you get to say Wandale in your world? And Khalil Shakir going up against Miami. For the tight end position, that's where we're missing a bunch of starters and losing Kraft. Hurt folks. Kincaid is back. Big opportunity. Gadsden going up against that Pittsburgh secondary. Why? Because we like talking about Aronde Gadsden because it brings us fond memories of his dad.
Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I want your flex. Mike, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Peace and love. I'll send you guys a super toe so you can keep the kicking stuff in your studio.
I used to have one of those when I was a kid, Mike Harmon. He's Mike Harmon. Yeah. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2 o'clock. And then we got Thursday Night Football, Raiders at the Denver Broncos. Vinny, you're off tomorrow. What's going on the agenda this weekend?
My daughter at Notre Dame Prep. She goes to Notre Dame Prep. She's a junior. And they have ring ceremony tomorrow. So they get their rings. It's a big deal for these young women. And so I guess they get their ring tomorrow. Me and my wife, we'll be there. It's like from 9 to 12:30. And then there's something else, some picture taken later in the day and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's a big deal in the life of a junior at Notre Dame Prep.
And you'll be at the Falston Barrel House on Sunday.
Yes, I will.
Baltimore game day on
Sunday. Which, Bob, I got no problem. I've never been there. I heard it's real nice. They got a bunch of TVs, but it's just down the street from my house.
And that's all that matters. Nolan McGraw, you and I will be together tomorrow. We're going to be talking Ravens, talking Terps. They got Georgetown tomorrow night in the Gold Rush. Got Terps and Rutgers. Maryland got some flippage from Penn State football recruiting. We'll get into all of that. And then Nolan's wish list for the Orioles. We talked starting pitchers a couple weeks ago with Ryan Ripken. Where are we going? Back end of the bullpen here?
We're going bullpen in general tomorrow. Ooh. Which new look now. I mean, it was a barren cupboard before, and now we've got Kittredge and Dietrich End. So we're starting somewhere.
And I think Rico Garcia resigned,
too. Oh, can't forget him. Yeah, flamethrower, right?
Let's keep it rolling, baby. All right, let's go to that funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says, how will the Ravens handle their free agent tight ends? I think we assumed that Likely was just going to take over as the starter. You let Andrews walk. But are they still all in on Likely after the injury and low usage since coming back? Plus Charlie Kohler. What's his deal? Did he price himself out as a backup option?
That's a good question on Kohler. I don't know. Because we don't know what other teams think of him. So that's going to handle it. Right player, right price. That's what Kohler will be. I think Likely will be the guy. And he just needs the opportunity. I mean, he's got great hands. And he's got great run ability. And Andrews declining in run ability. So I think it's a pretty easy choice what to do.
Yeah, hard to say with tight end. Just a couple of years ago, Josh Oliver thought that he could be affordable to bring back as a backup, and he got monster.
7 for 21.
Big-time money, yeah. Another one here, Pat Ricard, sort of a tight end. Sam in Rosedale says, I saw Pat Ricard knock back way too many times.
Chubb.
Chubb was all over him in that Dolphins game. Does this indicate that maybe Ricard hasn't fully recovered from his injury? What did you see there?
Well, the number one thing is leverage. You know, it's about technique and fundamentals. When you're a 300-pounder and a dude that's hitting you is 245, it's all about leverage. And he's got a low man, no matter what you weigh. Watch Voorhees. You know, watch him get walked back, and he's 300-and-some pounds. Why? Leverage. Low man. That's what it's about. Technique and fundamentals.
And how about one on the Orioles here? We mentioned earlier Austin Hayes out of Cincinnati. Yep. Texter here says, I would love to see Hayes brought back to the Orioles. You know it's a good fit for the clubhouse already, and I think he's a little more comfortable with splitting time in the outfield at this point of his career. Can't overlook good defense, plus he's versatile enough to play all three outfield spots.
I hear what you're saying, and in theory, I agree with you 100%. But the question will be, who's going to hit the IL more, him or O'Neill? And that's going to be a very unfortunate situation for the Orioles. I mean, O'Neill, we all know the debacle that was 25 for him. But Hazy was on the shelf, I think, 3 times for Cincinnati, a couple of times for the Phillies. The guy just cannot stay on the field for 120, 130 games. If he could, they probably wouldn't have gotten rid of him in the first place.
Well, maybe Elias rolls the dice, hopes that you get a full 162 out of both of them.
Nah, that ain't
combined. Combined? Yeah. Yeah, combined. Maybe. Hayes fills the boxes. Can play all three outfield spots. He's right in and pop. Be good defensive player, but he's just not reliable enough to hit the field on a consistent enough basis. So, you know, if he's someone that fills out your outfield after they've already gotten a lot of starters, okay, I'm listening, but no way, man. No way. Anyway, we're back tomorrow. Vinny, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
I'll see you on Monday, hopefully talking about a Ravens win. Nolan, yes. I'll see you tomorrow morning as we jam out to Dr. Dre. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by football. Denver hosting the Raiders. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.